tomorrow's news today. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a new listener, I want to welcome you to the transmission. If you're a new viewer, I want to welcome you all to the transmission. We're in very, very dangerous times. Most people I know are celebrating that Trump survived, and so am I. And there is just a sense of euphoria at the RNC, and it was the most powerful RNC, DNC. I mean, it was night and day. It was like a rock concert. It rolled into the Olympics, rolled into a comedy show, rolled into you name it. You've got all the history, and Trump was just incredible for speaking for 2.5 hours last night. It was amazing. But see, what I do is I sit back and study the enemy. And you notice I don't go to Mar-a-Lago and wear tuxedos. I don't hang around and drive around in Ferraris. And I'm not against people that do that. It's fun to enjoy yourself. It's fun to have fun. You should. I just can't help it. I war game enemy operations. And I've said about 200 times since Saturday that they would probably launch a major cyber attack and take down large parts of the infrastructure in the next week or so if they're going to go for broke. And then I told you what comes after that. And they're getting ready to blame the Russians, guaranteed. Here it is. Biggest outage in history. Microsoft crash wreaks havoc. World plunged into darkness. Now, Bill Gates and his evil company created the virus and released it and then used the psychological warfare to lock the world down and kill. They now admit it's got over 100 million people starved to death as a result of that 4 years ago. He's also buying up the farmland. The globalists are doing all of that. They are shutting off the fertilizer. So, again, when I just tell you some data point, there's like 5,000 points behind it that's impossible to articulate all here. Okay, it's just a full spectrum understanding. So, as usual, the normal globalist culprits are behind this. One of the main ways the CIA controls other countries when the U.S. goes to war with them is loaded software onto their computers and industrial equipment and automation to wreak havoc. And this is the biggest cyber outage in history. And I predicted it 200 times in the last 6 days. 200 plus times because I said it at least 50 times a show. And I'm not even going to go back and get the clips for you. Everybody was watching. You all know it there, okay? So I'm going to explain to you. My spider sense on a scale of 1 to 100 has hit like 20, 30 before. It's at 100. Not just intellectually, but in the gut. So imminent New World Order attack. And this is obviously part of that. And I told you on Sunday and Monday, they're going to blame Iran for the attack on Trump. And they even tried that the next day. I had the enemy operation right here in my brain. And I know their pre-programming, I know how they operate. I know their past plans. I understand what they do. Government's holding emergency meeting after Microsoft outage sparks global chaos. The planes, trains grounded, GPS in mayhem, shops closed, football tickets canceled, and TV channels offline. It's just going to get worse. Their next move is a tactical nuke. We'll be right back. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together. black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit and his Lord of the Rings literature, there is the sword sting. And when goblins and orcs or evil things are close, it begins to glow. And when they become within feet, it glows white hot. Now, if I was the sword sting, I would be glowing the brightest I've ever glowed right now. And that's my analogy of where we are. Now, I want to explain something. I can go through each one of these things I'm going to say and explain to you why I know it. That would take an hour per item to even scratch the surface. So just listen to me. The globalists launched COVID because they were pissed at Trump going against the globalist deindustrialization plan, not just here, but worldwide. The carbon tax, the social credit score, the new dark age they're creating in their own words, neo-feudalism, neo-fascist feudalism. And so when you understand the globalist perspective, they're attacking populations and leaders that are against that program. So it's very easy to watch them over the last 40 years that I've been watching them closely, 30 years on air, to see their pre-programming. They always telegraph their move because in the past we weren't aware of their operations, and so they were telegraphing it to their own operatives. They have been telegraphing their main signal that they would kill Trump and launch a cyber attack that would shut down transportation, communications. First transportation, they're going to hit it in waves. Then they're going to go after the power, because that is a cover story for cutting off communications. So our communications could be cut within hours, days, weeks. I'm not sure the enemy timeline. This could also be the equivalent of a massive ransomware operation by the globalists against different parts of the U.S. power structure that they know have joined Trump. There is a major exodus out of the power structures of the world into the populist, capitalist, laissez-faire, high-production mode, freedom realm. A lot of billionaires and people are like, why should we have neo-feudalism and lock everybody down and have Hunger Games for real? That doesn't sound like a very good business model. Plus, all the environmental claims that they sold in the 60s and 70s to get the elites behind, all this has been proven frauds. The sea levels didn't rise. The polar bears didn't die. It's all complete crap. So there's a civil war inside the power structures of the world. Elon Musk figured it out years ago and joined us. Now there's an avalanche collapse where from the billionaires down to the millionaires down to the functionaries in the power structure, there is a realization that the New World Order is really bad and we're going down a really bad road and we need to get off this train. All right? So that's where we are. And so if you're globalist technocrats that control the big tech companies, most of them, what do you do as a shot across the bow starting right at the end of Trump's speech? Now, it's the same way I went on air 1 month before, I mean, almost the day, 29 days before, Tucker Carlson was fired. And I said, looking at all the evidence, I believe he'll be fired in a month. Into that calculus went knowing how the power structure works, knowing how they wanted to get ready for it, knowing they would want to have committee meetings about it, they'd want to put pressure on Murdoch. I just like, a month's about right. Just like I said 2 weeks ago to the day today that Biden would be announcing he's going to drop out. He's already told Democrat leaders as of the 17th, it's now come out, that he will be stepping down. We have all that intel. So to the day, we nailed that because he's really already officially done it. He just hasn't announced it. You have to understand, there's so much data goes into this, is how we're able to do this with very, very good accuracy rates. See, we are the artificial intelligence. God made us. You understand that? We have this power if you immerse yourself in something. It takes decades of research and total focus, but you can do it. So I'm not up here bragging about making all those predictions that have now come true to just, you know, sit there and make you think, oh, this guy's really important. The enemy knows this show is important. It's why they wanted it off the air 6 weeks ago and illegally tried to shut us down without a court order. Because they've been given the orders as vigilante operatives. This is all globalist vigilantism. We're the lawful government. We're the lawful people. We've got the people's support. We're common sense. We are taking humanity and the planet back. And so let me just start over here. They just tried to kill Trump 6.5 days ago. And I said on Saturday, and I said on Sunday, and I said on Monday, and I said on Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, I said their next move will probably be a massive cyber attack to scare everybody and change the subject off of Biden getting ready to step down and the attempted assassination of Trump to confuse and scare everybody at a subliminal level and also hold other corporate elites hostage to let them understand the power of the CIA that controls big tech and what they can do. Because if they lose America, the globalists lose the world. This is a war happening. So the obvious next move is a massive cyber attack. And at least 200 times I told you that in the last 6 days. Now, we have the biggest cyber attack in world history. They're calling it a cyber outage. And just magically, all these different Microsoft systems, they're in airplanes and airports and computers and power stations and you name it, are hitting. And notice that it's hitting the whole world, just like the virus did. So this is how important Trump is. It's how important you are. It's how important this broadcast is that we're waking the world up to what's really happening. The world's responding and saying, yeah, we want prosperity and security and peace, and we want this. And I said, the next move will be a massive cyber attack that will cascade through outages that then goes into the energy grid and communications. Now, if behind the scenes, the people that have joined Trump and the CIA spying on all these big tech heads and people and the whole system, I mean, Silicon Valley is sliding over to Trump right now. It's already happening in the last 48 hours. Elon Musk leading it and people like Peter Thiel. So that whole movement is happening right there. And the New World Order just went, okay, we'll just turn your lights out. Because that's what a military does when it's taking something over. And then we'll lose the momentum of the attempted assassination, and now they can move in again and try to kill Trump once the communications and power is off in many parts of the world, including the United States, different areas. The globalists won't go full out right now. But I said it'll be massive, the biggest thing we've ever seen. And now just, oh, nobody knows why they stood down at the fairgrounds in Butler, Pennsylvania. Nobody, oh, now they admit, oh, he was on the roof 26 minutes. We just didn't know what to do. We were sucking on lollipops. And now, boy, jeepers creepers, we don't know why all this stuff's going down right now. Oh, it's Microsoft. Oh, it's CloudStrike. No one knows. But it's coming. They're going to blame the Russians. And Hillary said over and over again, there's thousands of data points. She said, we will treat a cyber attack just like a military attack. And if Russia does a cyber attack, we will use nuclear weapons on Russia. That was during the campaign 2016. You can pull the clip up. Just type in Hillary Clinton says a cyber attack will be by Russia will be treated just like a military attack. You got her full quote there. So they're telling you globalist doctrine, and they're about to bring Ukraine into NATO. And then as soon as that's the case, well, any Russia attacking Ukraine is an attack on NATO. Article 5, we're off the races there. So everybody's running around celebrating, and boy, it was great Hulk Hogan up there. And I love Hulk Hogan, and I know he's called into the show before as a listener. And he's doing what George Strait and everybody else that's a patriot should do. And it does help to have the real celebrities, the cool people. Nobody cares about, you know, what the Hollywood scum does. Nobody even watches, you know, the George Clooney's. But people do care about Hulk Hogan. He's a funny, amazing, smart guy. People love George Strait. People love, you know, on and on. But see, I warned all those people, you get too late down the road into this, it won't matter when you endorse Trump when it's too late. And I don't think it's too late. I'm not here to get everybody upset and scared and be a buzzkill. I'm here to be real with everybody. I told you at least 200 times until your ears bled. I could have sat here and covered all this interesting news, little sub-issues, and played crime videos and probably had more viewers. But instead, I just repeated the same thing every 10 minutes, hour after hour, the same litany, so that everybody would get it hammered into their heads and so people in the government and bureaucracy would listen to me and understand what we are up against, ladies and gentlemen. All right? So, that's where we are. By the way, Hulk Hogan's an amazing athlete. Andre the Giant weighed 550 pounds. And not once but twice, Hulk Hogan has picked him up. Because, guys, I'm pretty strong. I used to be strong. But, I mean, like a 100-pound pig that I've shot. And I've shot like 300-pound ones. That I try to pick up and put in the back of a truck because it's dead weight. You got to grab it, swing it around. You got to sling it. And it's hard to pick up a 150, 200 pound pig. Picking up a 550 pound man, it's amazing. It shows the power of humanity. Also, his back basically broke when he did it. He's talked about that, but he had the will to do it. That's a real Viking right there. But the issue here is, that's great. That gets people that aren't really politically awake to finally think it's cool to support Trump and vote for him. People like Hulk Hogan will get Trump elected. So what he did is important. It's beautiful. That said, somebody's got to come out here and tell you the really nasty stuff that's going on. Because if we don't do that, people are going to be caught flat-footed and not know that this world record cyber attack, they're calling it an outage, is obviously staged. And they made the call. They made the decision. They saw the RNC. Trump's going to win by a landslide. They all know what's going on. They understand what's happening. And that's where we are. And by the way, when he grabs his back right there, one of his discs actually collapsed. That wasn't even fake. He just took the pain right into the... that's such athletes, man. I love professional wrestling because it's like the most grueling sport there is. And no, they're not really fighting. They're doing simulated fighting for hours, which is even harder. Anyways, I'm digressing. Folks, I'd rather sit here and watch old Hulk Hogan videos of WrestleMania all day long. But I'm sorry, we're in the middle of World War III, and it has already begun, ladies and gentlemen. So... you have this insider trading and 100% naked short. They've been caught with their pants down. They're trying to pull it back now. And, of course, it's like the most nasty leftist ADL group. Just Soros, totally disgusting. Billions they would have made if Trump got killed. 12 million shorts, 12 million put options. We have Edward Dowd in the third hour, an expert on this, to go over it. You've got the preliminary report to Congress. Secret Service and FBI testified to Congress. And they basically admitted, yeah, the higher-ups said no glass, no men on the roofs, and just had us basically stand down by not giving us people we needed. But that's not even enough because you've got him 26 minutes on top of the roof. They now admit all of that. But see, how do you kill a story that's killing the deep state? Well, you kill it with a new story. And, oh, we'll just turn these people's computers off. And their planes off, their trains off. And the next, we'll just turn their electricity off. Because then you won't even be worried about tuning into Alex Jones. Because your electricity's not going to be working. That's why I told you in the last 6 days, I said you need to be recording these shows and putting them on thumb drives. Because if they go to full martial law, you're going to be sitting there at an underground church in 6 months putting this on and saying, see, he knew the plan. And then, because at least then we can wake people up under the martial law. I'm already thinking if we lose this round, we've got to get this data underground. Because long after I'm gone, I want to still be fighting these people and I want to win for the children and the future of humanity. But Trump is the eternal optimist, and his optimism is so powerful that he is such a loving guy that, you know, he's up there talking nice about the Secret Service and what a great job they did. And obviously the rank and file are good people, but the people on top are Mayorkas, and they're not good. And so that's why we keep getting in trouble, is Trump won't ever actually go after these people, even though they tried to kill him. And we are going after them this time. We have to remove them, or they're not going to stop cyber attacks and terror attacks and false flags. And I'm telling you, imminent. I said, either be a cyber attack, or they're going to truck bomb a black church or synagogue or Mexican-American center, something like that, and then blame Trump supporters. But I said over and over again, I said probably the massive cyber attack, because they want to change the subject. This is not rocket science, but though almost, I don't know anybody else gets this. It's very frustrating because I want everybody to get this, because I want to stop this. I don't want to sit up here and like be the guy that, you know, knows all this stuff and then be killed. I mean, that's just, because again, my idea of fun is sitting in the woods hunting or on a dock with my family fishing and cooking barbecue and looking at the stars. I don't like parties. I don't like tuxedos. I don't like the cool people. I don't like Hollywood. I've been there. I've seen it. I've done it. I just don't like it. You know, during high school and stuff, I wasn't at the prom, folks. I was dating college girls and 30-year-old women when I was, you know, 17, 18. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just telling you, I just was never into all this stuff. And I get it. Melania's great, and the glitz and the beauty, and that's fun for a lot of people. It's not fun for me. And so I'm not trying to get into the Republican Party. I'm not trying to be part of the establishment. I'm not trying to do any of this. I'm trying to stop the end of civilization as we know it. Because I just want to sit in a garden and oil paint and watch the bees and hummingbirds fly around. Man, oh my God, Northern California is so gorgeous. Just a few times, I took like an hour out at this house we rented, right on the edge of these vineyards, with these flowers just everywhere. And I just watched hummingbirds fight and fly around and do mating dances. And just for like, and I would say, okay, I'm taking an hour. I'd put my phone away and I would just watch hummingbirds fly around for an hour. Whew, that's as good as it gets right there, boy. They were zipping around my head and everything. It was magic. I mean, how do you know God's not real? Right there. I mean, God made Melania Trump. Look at that beauty. And these hummingbirds and whales and just, I mean, my gosh, God's real. And I'm going to walk through all of this. There's so many angles to it. But the first thing I want to do is play a clip of Trump. He did this several times, and he's done this before. People say he needs to call on God, call on Jesus more. I've heard him say the name Jesus Christ a few times, but, you know, his political experts say, don't say just one name. Have it for all religions. You'll get more votes. But behind the scenes, you know, Trump has prayer meetings and says Jesus Christ. He said it a few times. But regardless, he's calling on God and saying God's hand was on this. And they did put preachers on, multiple preachers, Franklin Graham, several other pastors that called on Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus Christ. And so that's good. So Trump did it. I've been hammering. He needed to do that. He needed to make Jesus at the center of it, because only God can get us out of this. God will lead us, guide us, and direct us, and we'll confound our enemies, but we've got to put God at the center. God's not number one. God's everything. He's number one to infinity. He's not number one and number 50 and number 85 and number quadrillion. He's every number forever. He's the whole shooting match. He's everything. The universe, the galaxies, the sun, the trees, the ocean, the wind, the clouds, all the beauty, all the incredible things. Your children, your grandmother, who you are, your cat, your dog, the goldfish, all of it's magic, magic, incredible, perfectly made, over the top. Yeah, I forget this guy's name. Play the black preacher first, and then go to Trump. Let's talk about God right now. Here it is. Or it's okay. If you don't want to do that, can we play Trump talking about God at least? Can we do that? Okay, thank you. Whenever you're ready.
And pounced on top of me so that I would be protected. There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet, in a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side. I felt that. I'm not supposed to be here tonight. Not supposed to be here.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yeah. Thank you. But I'm not. And I'll tell you, I stand before you in this arena only by the grace of Almighty God. In watching the reports over the last few days, many people say it was a providential moment, probably was. When I rose, surrounded by Secret Service, the crowd was confused because they thought I was dead, and there was great, great sorrow. I could see that on their faces as I looked out. They didn't know I was looking out. They thought it was over.
That Jesus asked and he received, that we sought him and then he found protection. Could it be that the King of Glory, the Lord God strong and mighty, the God who is mighty in battle, protected Donald Trump because he wants to use him for such a time as this? If you believe that, come on, put your hands together and give our great God great glory.
The globalists saw this and launched a massive cyber attack. The biggest in history. We're going to get Franklin Graham. He was powerful. We've got to put God first in all this, and second and third and fourth and fifth to infinity. All right. I am completely overwhelmed here. I've got so much bombshell upon bombshell. The insider trading. Congressman with oversight of the Secret Service says Trump needs to be killed, eliminated. You have them coming right out and admitting everything we said Saturday, total stand down, absolute administrative attempted murder. You have that arrogant monster Mayorkas. I can't even look at him. He's so damn evil. I mean, it's just, God deliver us from these demons, please. God says back, well, then get up off your ass and fight tyranny and wake people up. This got out of hand because everybody's been laying around having such a good time. Well, the party's over, everybody. You want to be held hostage by the New World Order? You want to live on your knees? Or do you want to live on your feet? Truth is, you'll die on your knees. You'll live on your feet statistically a lot longer, and you'll live eternally. In order to be cut off from God, he's the guy that made the little bumblebees, the Tweety Birds, and he made you. He's got a plan for you. Join God now.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consume for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The deep state attacks have cut our production crew down by about half. The production crew is what you could do about 8 hours of shows a day. They've been a crew that could do that. Has been working 16, 17 hours a day. Some of the crew worked 20 hours yesterday and did an incredible job. And just with the clips they put on X last night, they reached about 20 million people. And the live show reached millions more last night. And Owen and Harrison and Chase I did an incredible job. Our plane was delayed getting back, or I would have been here last night. But the internet's so good now that we were able to watch Rob Dew and I, my wife and youngest daughter were sitting across the aisle from us on the airplane. On Alaska Airlines, we were able to watch, with only a few times that it cut out, the speeches, Trump's speech, then the plane landed while Trump was still speaking. And I got here to the office and went home because the crew had it covered. Incredible job. And I say that because I want listeners to understand me. And viewers, I don't want you to do this thing I'm asking you right now because it's about people going, wow, Alex Jones is really smart. I'm not. I've got the enemy's number. I've got their name. I know who they are. That's what I do. I asked the crew at the start of the show, they're running the live show, so it's talk about, you know, like an octopus, they're working that hard. Get me clips of this week where I said the next big move will either be a massive cyber attack and or false flag terror attacks or both to change the subject from the failed assassination attempt. Then I went into tactical nukes, blaming it on the Russians, Iran, all of it, activating the sleeper cells. The crew pulled up clips from me 2 years ago, 3 years ago, saying they'll do a cyber attack after they kill Trump, things like that. I said it from Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Cyber attacks. So I'm asking viewers and listeners, because there's millions of you watching right now, to go to band.video, and you can find all the shows in the Alex Jones section right there. You can just start the shows up, put them on triple speed. You won't listen long before you find me saying what I just said. And I know you already heard me say it. You're like, Alex, no. Those clips will get 5, 10, 20 million views because people don't care if I'm telling you now this is a government globalist deep state attack, which it is. They will listen if they heard me say it 3 days ago. Comprende? Comprehend? Those clips of me, you know, in 2009, explaining how they release a virus, create fear, lock everything down, make you wear masks, give you poison shots that would destroy your immune system. I had Operation Lockstep. I had the documents. I knew their plan. People don't care about a document. They care about me with Jesse Ventura on national TV saying it. That clip has probably gotten, let's not exaggerate, on X alone, 300 million views the last 2 years. That changed the whole game. That's 300 million people that saw that, so they listen to me now. And I'm giving this speech right now so the listeners understand I need you to be our army. We're in this together. And I need you to post it on X and everywhere else, but X first, because they'll knock it down everywhere else, but you'll still reach the people. Instagram, everywhere, YouTube. And then repost it to X and tweet it at Real Alex Jones. With Real Alex Jones in there, at Real Alex Jones, and we will retweet you because I don't have the crew to do this. It doesn't matter. I said it 200 times probably in the last 6 days. There's the few clips where I specifically lay it all out exactly as it just happened. So not just for this clip, but for all the clips, I need you to listen to the show. I need you to take notes. And then I need you when you see it happen to get it out because in the future, tomorrow, next week, a month from now, I'm not sure when, they're going to shut the power off and you're going to have those on thumb drives. And then when you go show it to your church, when the generator's running and you plug it into the TV and they go, whoa, how'd this guy know that? They'll hear the whole enemy battle plan. And that's why I laid the plan out this week, 10 years in the future with different scenarios. For the resistance, because right now I'm moving into, in case the enemy wins this round, we've got to plant the seeds for the resistance and the enemy operation into the future so that people will know their next moves. This is devastating information to the New World Order. It's why they sent the Justice Department in here 6 weeks ago without court orders to close the doors. I said, this is not about me. They're about to kill Trump. I said it on Laura Logan when she was on the show probably 50 times. I'd interrupt her and I'd say, Laura, this isn't about me. They're getting ready to cut the power. They're getting ready for a massive cyber attack. They're getting ready to kill Trump. They're making their move. This is it because they're losing. There's those clips. Any listeners can go get those, post those, get those out. I told the crew to do it and they're working too much. They can't do it. You have to be the crew. But most importantly, I need everybody to pray for a global awakening, which is already happening, but God to accelerate it, and God to confound and confuse our enemies, and God to lead God and direct us and give us the discernment and the intel. And literally, in the last few months, I told you, I've never had such a quickening with God and the Holy Spirit. And God literally waking me up in the middle of the night and saying, I need you to listen to me. It's going down right now. I've said this probably 20 times the last few months. Never talked like that in 30 years on air. And God said, I tell you what's going to happen, and you think it sounds like you're bragging. You're not. I've given you this information, giving you this understanding. I gave you the mind to understand it. You've got to say what is in your heart and your mind when I tell you. And God would say, get up. I leave my cell phone usually in the bathroom on the counter. I don't sleep with the damn thing that spies on you and everything else. It's bad for you. And God goes, it's 4 a.m. There's even a video out there called, God told me it was 4 a.m. That's what John Bowne called it just a few months ago. And I, that's just one of the times it happened. And I get up and I walk in, I pick the phone up, and this is like 30 seconds after I got out of the bed, and it's just 4 a.m. And God goes, now you think that's just a coincidence? There's 15 seconds left, countdown. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 6, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and right on 1, it goes, bloop, 401. I was just like, oh. I literally went and got on my knees for about an hour, and I just said, will you just take me over then, and will you just take full control? I know you're all about free will, and you don't possess people like the devil, but I'm tired, and will you just tell me what to say and take full control? And God said, I am in control. You've got to listen. So from now on, I'm just going to tell you whatever the Holy Spirit's telling me, and I'm not going to hold it back, because I've always had this power that God gave me in my life. I've always can see around corners. It's God. And so when I tell you this stuff, it's literally God telling me this. You understand? Now, some of this stuff won't come true because we're going to stop it. That's what God told me. We don't want to just sit here and tell people what's coming and then it happens and go, oh, look, this guy really knows what he's talking about. The point of God telling me what's going to happen in the future, it was to get the credibility for this time now, so that when God tells me what's happening, we listen to it, and then we can stop the enemy. So I want to, oh, that prediction didn't come true. You think I want to go there and say imminent cyber attack? They're going to start cutting the power off very, very soon. And I guess folks have found transcripts. She found the video. Or we now have the video. Well, what is this? This is hell, I think this is Saturday night. So this is right when I got to the Airbnb. Remember what shirt I was wearing on the airplane. Well, tell me when you got it ready. We're gonna play that in a moment. Let's first play Franklin Graham calling on Jesus Christ, because that's what we should all be doing right now. Everybody should pray with Franklin Graham. Even if you've been an atheist before, God will show you how real this is. God will show you discernment. God will raise you up to do incredible things if you just reach out to God and repent. Here's Franklin Graham.
It's an honor for me to be asked to pray for Donald Trump this evening. And so what I'd like to do, I'd like us to pray, but I'd like us all to stand as we call upon the name of the God of heaven. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening with grateful hearts. Thank you for saving the life of President Donald J. Trump. In his own words, it was you and you alone who saved him. We pray for the others that were injured on Saturday, for the family who lost their loved one. Put your loving arms around them. Comfort them, and may they sense your presence. We stand before you tonight. We say thank you for the provisions you have given to the United States of America. You have blessed this country more than any country in the world. Sadly, as a nation, we have forgotten who is responsible for all the freedoms, the liberties, and the bounty that we enjoy. It has all come for you. Thank you. This evening, our nation is in trouble. We're divided politically, racially, economically, with millions of people seeking refuge and hope in our dry and thirsty land. You're the only one who can fix the complexity of the problems that we face today. We pray for President Trump, that you would give him wisdom, strength, and a clear vision for the future of this nation and the task that is at hand. Continue to protect him from his enemies. I pray that you would surround him with men and women who will give him sound counsel and guidance. We pray for Melania, for Barron, and for all the President Trump's children and grandchildren. We pray for Senator J.D. Vance, his wife Ulsa, along with their young family. We're thankful for his strong stand for defending life. As your word instructs, we also pray for the leaders of our nation, whether they're Republican, Democrat, or Independent. We know that all authority comes from you. You are a great God, and we ask that if it be thy will that you will make America great once again. And we ask that you'll unite our hearts, bring us together, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we pray this in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen.
The world order doesn't like that. And as soon as I saw that last night, I said the globalists are going to make a major move soon. And I told you in the last 6 days, I said they haven't figured out what they're going to do yet. I don't know if it's the cyber attack on the banks and the communications and the trains and the airplanes or power outages that come after that, or a massive terror attack or a tactical nuke or an attack on minority facilities to create racial division. But you can intellectually see it, but then you have to know who the enemy is and you have to discern it with God's will. And that is what they've done. So it's happening right now. Biggest outage in history right now. Here I am. I believe this is Saturday. The video's from Saturday, right, guys? This is from Saturday. Hours after they tried to kill him, this is what I had to say.
Gentlemen, the deep state is desperate. They are in trouble. They're going to try to expand wars. They can do power outages. They can do cyber attacks. We're in such a dangerous position. And I've noticed with all the viral videos out there, it's like, oh, he took a bullet for America. He's going to get reelected now. Ladies and gentlemen, the deep state did this. Make no mistake. And that lets you know their end, what I'm telling you. Take this deadly serious, just like war with Russia. And do you think the system's going to back down now? No. Power outages, cyber attacks, expanded war, China invading Taiwan, stock market crash. It's all on the table, and the deep state's behind it. I'll be covering it live, coming up on X at Real Hawks Jones.
All right, good job, crew, finding one of the hundreds of clips, because it's like a needle in a haystack, even though it's a lot of clips. I did some deep analysis on the cyber attack where I specifically predicted it all, that it would be software they had embedded, so hopefully somebody could find that or somebody online can. Post it to X. I'll repost it, and we'll get that out on X as well. Alex Jones predicted cyber attack would follow the Trump attempted assassination is the headline. All right. Let me just do this. I want to get into the cyber attack, but I also want to just say this. Get the video of Biden coming off the plane yesterday, please. The globalists treat us like we're dumb animals. So I said 15 days ago that within 2 weeks, Biden would make the decision to step down. We now know, and I've got clips in the news, they're admitting it, even the New York Times and Fox News, you name it, that Biden has quietly agreed to leave. They're just planning exactly how he's going to do it, and that he will still be the president until January 21st, but that they are then going to have this whole fake staged so-called nomination of a few hand-selected globalists, and behind the scenes would have already been decided. Yeah, that's not the one. It's him coming off the plane at night. Yeah, this is it. So we'll play this in a moment with audio. So literally to the day I predicted, they now admit that he agreed to do it. And now they're going to reshuffle the deck there, but they've already predetermined who they want. So we're about to see that unfold. But this is a big deal. Biden knows he would be killed if he did not step down. They may still kill him to try to change the view of Trump and try to balance that out. Well, Trump, they almost killed Trump, but they killed Biden. Or they might have an attempt on Biden or maybe Kamala. But this is all really common sense stuff. And I said over and over again this week, the enemy hasn't made its decision. The enemy hasn't made its decision about whether it's a new assassination attempt, a cyber attack, a tactical nuke, a false flag to blame Russia, confrontation with China. But I said those are all in play. And last night on the plane talking to Rob Dew, as we were landing back in Austin, I said, they made their decision what they're going to do now. They're going to move hard. And I said, I don't know what it's going to be exactly, but you better bet your bottom dollar they've made their decision after watching this. Because let me tell you, that last day of the convention, or there's just one more day today, but the big day with Trump was spectacularly powerful. Calling on Jesus over and over again. Hulk Hogan, the most powerful speech I saw, and I missed some of it, was Eric Trump. Just that guy is serious. Don's amazing as well. He's the political guy, but I got to tell you, the head of the Trump Organization, Eric, very impressive 20-minute speech. Very impressive. That's the guy that if Trump could turn the country around and turn the world around, that, you know, 20 years from now, he will be president. When I was watching him on my phone in the plane, I said, that's going to be a president. And you saw Trump, who's really optimistic. He goes, once we turn America around, J.D. Vance is going to be around for a long time. And he looked at him, and Vance nodded. And they're planning him to be the Richard Nixon to Eisenhower. Same age, 39, when he became the vice president. So Trump's looking out optimistically into the future, giving you the good view and what could be done. It's my job to tell you what the evil people are planning and what they're going to pull next. So I'm not at loggerheads with all this optimism, but it's great to be optimistic. And your life's going great. And you see your wife and your daughter get in the car to go to the grocery store, and some drunk driver runs a red light and kills them. That's why every time my wife, when the nanny's over with one of my children leaving, I say, listen, slow down at those lights. Drive extra slow. Look out for people running red lights. You know, stay away from everybody. Defensive driving is the number one cause of death for children until now. It's now the COVID shot. Before that, it was car wrecks. And you know, I statistically look at things and I worry about the things that really matter. And it's not that I'm a fearmonger. I'm simply telling them, you drive extra safe. And that's why I'm not into fancy cars, but for my children, when the car we mainly drive them in is one of those old 8-cylinder Audis. My old's like 10 years old. It's a badass car. It goes like 200 miles an hour if it needed to. But the point is, it's got double titanium cage all around it. And some lady 3 years ago didn't see the red light in her Jeep and hit my wife and my two daughters were in the car at the time. One of them was like 4 at the time and like 12, 13. And the entire Jeep, because I saw photos of it, was smashed all the way in. The woman had to go to the hospital, broke her collarbone, knocked her teeth out. You know, she was in crushed the Jeep all the way in to the driver's seat. Just smashed the whole front off. That Audi, and it's not an Audi commercial, I just looked up the most safe car. This is the one. Just bent the cage in about 4 inches. And it was a big deal to fix it, expensive, but literally smashed the car in like that. Hit him at 60 miles an hour, the police estimated. Smashed that. Jeeps are fun, but they're literally, you might as well ride a motorcycle. They're so unshielded. And I don't know why I'm going off and digressing. The point is that we are all in grave danger, okay? And I try to mitigate the threats that are there, and that's my job. So it's a sunny day, you're going to the park, you're in the car, it can all end just like that. Well, now we got globalists that are cornered. Their whole system's going down. Everything is falling apart. The New World Order is on our ass because they know they're losing, and humanity's waking up and fighting back, and so they have nothing to lose. And as cowards, they love to release a virus, create fear, lock things down. Well, how else do you lock something down? They said they want carbon lockdown, so they turn the power off, quote, to save the earth. Well, they're just doing a carbon lockdown right now. And I believe unless there's major pressure, this is the key, and a mass understanding that they're the ones behind it, and they're the ones that have the motive, they will continue this outage. And they're testing to see what you'll do during the biggest cyber event in history. And all these outages everywhere. And if you don't wake up and point your finger at them and say, we know you're behind it, they're going to expand it. This is just a test right now. And it's the biggest cyber outage in world history in the year 2024, 6 days after they tried to shoot Donald Trump in the side of the head. Now, I don't know what they're going to pull, when, and how, but I know what they've got pre-programmed and ready and loaded and what armaments they have politically. So false flags are 100% on the table. Nuclear terror attacks, they blame on Russia or China, on the table. It's all on the table. But I'll tell you this. Last night and this morning, I knew this was all coming. I'm feeling better than I was just 6 days ago. Because you got congressmen and senators and all these people coming out saying, stand down. The evidence is there, going after the deep state. People aren't just saying, oh, it's a mistake. No, people aren't buying anything they're being told. And the globalists are in total disarray and are in panic. And their own minions aren't following a lot of their orders right now. And so I'm feeling a little better than I was when I've been completely freaking out the last 6 days on air. I've gone from a 10 to like an 8. And it's because of you. It's because you're awake, you're informed, you know what's going on. We're dominating. I mean, just my X account is reaching, let's not exaggerate, 40 million people a day right now. This show, tens of millions outside of that. And then I see everywhere all these other reporters and analysts and people, black, white, old, young, Hispanic, you know, with, you know, 20 million, 10 million, 80 million, you know, we're just dominating. And the intel, the response, the understanding is so dead on. People get the enemy operation now. They get the full spectrum. They're thinking like that now. And the globalists can't stand against that. So this is life and death. We're going to go to break. Please remember, I can't fight the New World Order without your financial support. Plus, we've got great products you need. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get into the incredible InfoWars MD line of a bunch of all the best supplements you're going to get. Private labeled by us, InfoWars MD. If you want to support us, get great products, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have the mega sale, Save InfoWars mega sale going on right now with the Nitric Boost, the Vaso Beats, the X2, the X3, and with the Ultra 12. The problem is that's all going to sell out. It never got reordered because they tried to shut us down covertly. But the InfoWars MD line is a private label with the top manufacturer, so we won't run out there. So check out the InfoWars MD products now. They're amazing, and they're very fairly priced, and they're 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.